Hello again, everybody. Welcome back to another edition of 15 Good Minutes. We're coming at you early this week because we're talking NCAA bracketology. JR, what's up, bud?
Ain't nothing much, man. We're trying to figure it out, bro.
Good luck with that. Hey, Freddie, what's happening, man?
Much. How you doing?
Good. So this really all we're doing this week, we're going to go through. We're going to start from the Elite Eight, right? We're going to give you guys from the Elite Eight respectively, all the way up, and we're going to tell you who we pick. We're going to get this one out early so that you can't say after I won that I did it after the fact, because it's going to be on the airways before they even start playing on Thursday. JR, before we get going, when you look at the selection that happened on Sunday, any surprises, pro or con, meaning, you know, somebody you thought got in that shouldn't or vice versa?
I really don't think there was Nobody got in that shouldn't have. I don't agree with all of the orders, of course, but you know, they know more than me. So
you good with the field?
I'm good with the field.
Freddie, any surprises for you?
Yeah, I was so traumatized that UNC didn't make an end.
Please. He's a true fan because he was on the wire all weekend saying, "We got to shout out." I'm like, Freddie, put the phone down, bro. Put the phone down. There's no way in hell we were getting in there, but Freddie was holding out, so. Good for you, man.
I was just looking at it from the standpoint, UNC won 20 games, lost 13. And I think there were some teams in there that won 20 games or, you know, a little bit less.
Yeah, I thought Clemson had a shot. I thought, you know, they were playing well. On the bubble for a minute was Michigan. You know, kind of in, kind of out. They ended up on the out. So what I'm going to do, guys, I'm going to ask you for a region, and I want you to give me the two teams that you think will come out of each region, and then I'll work your way up. So, Freddie, I'm going to start with you. Let's start with the South. Give me the two teams that you think will come out of the South.
Okay, I've got Arizona and Alabama coming out.
Okay,
of the South.
Fair enough. JR, looking at the South, anything different than Freddie has? Or you?
It'd be the same as Freddie, Alabama and Arizona.
So you're going 1-2-1-2. I think Alabama, you know, yes. I'll go Arizona as well. So we're all three taking those two in the South. So JR, I'm going to move with you to the East.
Okay. Memphis and Marquette.
Freddie?
I have Purdue and Kansas State.
Interesting. This first one, we're going to all be three different. I'm going 1-2, Purdue and Marquette. I think of the three of us, I think JR's is the riskiest. He's going with an 8 seed, but he might see something in them cats. They won the conference tournament against Houston on the last day. Okay, so remember that one. Freddie, I'm moving over to the Midwest now. Give me two teams.
I have Houston and Texas.
JR, what about you?
Houston and Texas.
Okay, I've got them as well, but that one can be interesting. But yeah, I'm gonna hold the line too. Last one, JR, we'll go with the West. Give me your two teams from the West.
The West, I have Kansas and UCLA.
Interesting. Okay. West, I'm gonna go off script a little bit. For me, I've got, is that the West right there? Yeah. I've got VCU, right? And Gonzaga.
Okay. And by the way, I had Kansas and UCLA also.
You had 1 and 2, yes.
Mm-hmm. So who's going to move out of the West?
Yes.
I'm going with Kansas.
Okay. So Freddie's got Kansas in the West, first one in the Final Four. JR, who you got in the West?
Kansas.
I'm going to go VCU out the West. Call me a homer if you want to. I'm saying VCU is making it to the Final Four.
Shaka's not there no more, man.
No kidding. So, JR, moving up to the Midwest, your next Final Four contender, who do you have coming out of the Midwest?
Houston.
Okay, fair enough.
Yeah, Houston. I'm sorry.
Freddie, you with that or you got somebody different? You had 1-2 as well.
I'm going to Texas.
A lot of people are. That's going to be a tough one coming out of there. I don't know the status of the kid that got hurt. And I don't know why. I thought that had a lot to do with Houston losing to Memphis. But I like Calvin Sampson. I'm going to take Houston out of the Midwest. Freddie, I'm dropping down to the East. Of the two teams you had in the Elite Eight, give me your Final Four contender from the East.
Yeah, I have Kansas State coming out.
That was it. That was it. So you got K-State in the Final Four and giving me the evil eye for Villanova. I mean, for VCU. Come on, man. JR, who you got coming out the East, man?
Memphis.
All right, so you got Memphis. Freddie's got K-State. I'm going Marquette.
Mm. Golden Eagles.
Okay. In the South, Freddie. Alabama and Arizona, where you won two. Who's the last Final Four participant for you?
I'm going to go with Arizona.
Good call. Man. I'm scared to do that. JR?
Alabama.
Really? You giving up on your Arizona? Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, JR was singing the praises of Arizona last year, man. You dumping them for Alabama. Fair enough. I'm going to go Arizona. So we now have our respective Final Fours. So on the left side of the bracket, that gives me Arizona versus Marquette. I'm going with Marquette to get to the championship. Freddie, give me your winner on the east side between K-State.
In Arizona.
Oh, did you? Okay. Yeah, you did.
Arizona.
Okay, so he's got Arizona. How about you, JR?
Memphis.
You got Memphis in the Final Four. Huh.
Oh, yeah.
The Tigers, Memphis.
That's why they call it a bracket.
I'm with you. Okay, so we've got the left side. We're going to we're gonna go over to the Midwest. I'm gonna start with you, JR. Who's coming out of that for you?
Houston.
So in your championship game, you got Houston and Memphis. Fair enough.
No, I'm sorry. It should have been Alabama is who I picked to win it against Houston. I have Alabama playing Memphis.
Yeah, and you said Memphis was going forward. Are you saying Alabama?
No, Alabama's going forward.
Okay, so Alabama on the left, and on the right you have?
Right there, Alabama, right there. Bama.
I know what you got on the paper, but I know what you're telling us too.
I know. I just got confused for a minute there, that's all.
Alabama against who for you?
Alabama against Houston.
Got you. Freddie, right side of the bracket, who's coming out for you against? You have Arizona, yes? Yep. Mm-hmm. Who you have going against Arizona?
I have Texas.
That's okay. Texas, Arizona. That's not bad. That's not bad. Me, I'm going to go Houston on the right against the Marquette Golden Eagles in my championship. So to win it all for me, I'm going to go with Marquette Golden Eagles. I'm putting it on the line right here. Freddie, give me a champion for the 2023 NCAA title.
I would say Arizona. My heart wants to go with Texas.
Yeah.
But based on, the start of the season, they had Coach getting fired. Nobody expected them to get to where they are now.
They're playing well, man.
After that situation. But I think this is where it comes to an end, just like how it came to an end for Alabama with everything that's surrounding them. I think it comes to an end. So I'm going Arizona over Texas.
JR, give me a champion in your bracket.
Houston.
Those are our picks. We're going to be really interested to see what our viewers and our listeners think. I think one of the things that JR said, you got to really keep in mind, it's a crapshoot at this point. I mean, there's a lot of names on here, and we've all seen it happen. Something unique happens. It wasn't that long ago. I think Virginia was a one seed and lost to a 16, right? Yep. Know that there's going to be a 12 that upsets a 5. I call that, by the way, when I pick VCU. Y'all just watch that right there. And so there's going to be all kinds of surprises that are coming out. That was all this episode was going to be about. We're going to keep it focused right there. But as always, before we go, let me check with the lads and see if anybody got something to say. JR, you got something to say today, man?
Nah, I'm good today.
He is good. Freddie, you got something to say? I see you sipping.
Yes, I got something to say.
Freddie got something. Hold up. Boom. I got him on the clock. Go ahead, son.
This goes out to Hubert Davis and the North Carolina basketball team program regarding rejecting the invitation to the NIT. You played like crap all season. You coached like crap all season.
Well,
and you to give that half-ass response as to why you're not accepting the invitation. You should have put more thought and effort into your coaching and in your practice methods to where you would be in the tournament.
Preach.
Mind you, I mean, you essentially have the same team as last year. If you swap out Pete Nance for Brady Manick, it's essentially the same team. Well, and you don't even make it four. Yeah, players play, they execute or they don't execute, but a lot of this goes on Hubert Davis and the staff. And I'm going to tell you this, Hubert, you better pray and hope R.J. Davis, Caleb Love, and Armando Bacot returns next year. Because if not, you're not going to make the tournament next year, and you will be fired.
Freddie has something to say. I like Freddie's "I got something to say." I think his point, I agree with him 100%. My "I got something to say" is also NCAA related. And I just want to say congratulations to the Howard Bison for winning the MEAC and ending a 31-year drought. If anybody got to see the point in time when they won the game, that raw emotion from those kids, from that coach, it's everything. I think it's everything. And I think it's great for the Washington, D.C. area. I think it's great for HBCUs. Congratulations to Howard. We're proud of you. You know, wish you the best in the NCAA tournament to come. That's it. We hope you guys get your brackets filled out. You heard ours. Now I just have to fill it in. I was doing all of mine right here live with you guys. Now I just have to capture that. We hope that all of the final 64 teams have a magical run. It can't end well for everybody, but you know, enjoy the blessing that is the fact that you are not playing when everybody else isn't. To those teams that did not make it here but that are in the NIT, good luck on your way going forward. Everybody stay healthy and do well. We will talk to you guys next week.
Later.